The meditation program that you are about to hear is a product of Christopher Macklin Ministries. It is highly recommended that you not listen to this program while you are driving. This is a substantially powerful exercise. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or replace any medical treatment programs you may currently be taking part in. Visit ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com for more information.
This is a guided meditation to release stress, anxiety, and negative thoughts. Before we start the meditation, let's get you grounded. I want you to say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Before we begin, let's take 9 deep breaths for relaxation. So I want you to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Second one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Getting more and more relaxed. Third one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Fourth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Fifth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Sixth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Only getting more and more relaxed. Seventh one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Eighth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Last one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Before we move forward, we're going to define spirochetes and nanotech. So if you have spirochetes and nanotech, which is HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, or Morgellons, then we're going to use space-time continuum energy. I call it for short, tachyon energy. If you don't have spirochetes and nanotech replicating in your body, then we are going to use normal energy from the ultimate dimension. So before we move forward, let's remove all remote viewers, which are interdimensional beings watching you. So as I do this, you're going to feel a more grounded place. If you felt discombobulated before and a little bit of anxiety, as these remote viewers move away, you'll feel more grounded and more relaxed. So, dear God, I command that we remove all remote viewers, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, and all the beings involved with that manipulation. I bring them before you, God, for justice, in only the way you know how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we're going to release them to you now, God, with unconditional love and forgiveness. Next, I'm going to break all spells, curses, and ancient rituals affecting your life right now. So again, relax and you'll feel the energy change into lightness if you have spells, curses, or ancient rituals affecting your life. So dear God, I command that we remove all spells, curses, and ancient rituals from this person's life right now. Infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, and all the beings involved with that manipulation, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. I bring them before you, God, for justice in only the way you know how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you with unconditional love and forgiveness. So feel that energy start to dissipate from your body and you'll get lighter as those spells, curses and ancient rituals all start fading away. Now I'm going to put you in a sacred geometric structure bonded into portals. So let's just do that. So ultimate dimension, 8 portals around the person listening to this meditation. Close it off underneath them. Dear God, I command that create 27 esoteric Merkabah fields around that person with their sacral point in the center of the Merkabah fields, bonding the portals to the Merkabah fields. Program with the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Next, we're going to remove all negative entities and energies affecting your body now. So the Melchizedek beings are coming through the ultimate dimension and they're going to escort any negative entities out of your body. So if you have an Anunnaki or a draconian reptilian, they tend to sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulder, so you'll feel it drawing out from your torso out through your tummy button, and it's going to go back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. If you have any snake beings, left or right shoulder, left or right breast, left or right hip, it's going to feel like an unravelling as they pull those out. If you have archons, you're just going to feel a wave of energy leave, as archons are energetic interdimensional beings that actually suck and attach to people. And any other first and second dimensional entity, you're just going to feel a lightness come in your body. If you have Luciferians attached to you, again, you're just going to feel a lightness in the area that the Luciferian is attached. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear the abdominal area of any residual vibration left by these entities. So we'll put an esoteric pipe through the tummy button, back around your abdomen. We're going to suck the energy out of the abdomen 3 times. As we suck it out, it's going to get lighter and probably you'll find your intestines start to gurgle as the vibration stops paralyzing them. So let's suck it out. Second time. And don't forget, the Melchizedek beings are doing this within your sacred geometric structure. Third time. If you've got spirochetes and nanotech, we're going to start with space-time continuum energy or tachyon energy within the abdomen. So you'll start to feel electrostatic. It starts off subtle, electrostatic energy. Then it gets stronger. The reason why we use this space-time continuum energy, if we use normal energy, if you've got spirochetes and nanotech, will make you very sick. It's getting stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level and sit there. For anyone without spirochetes and nanotech, that's most people on this planet, you're going to start feeling warm, tingly energy within the abdomen. It's going to get stronger and stronger. And it might start to make your intestines start to gurgle as they start rebalancing. Now we're going to comb your meridian structure. The reason why we do this is because people get residual energies stuck in the meridian structure. And so let's comb it out. So the Melchizedek beings are going to take the hands down your body and comb these energies out. So you will feel energetic, angelic hands go down your body, all lighter where we've been. So we're going from your crown, down your face and the back head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm, right, we're going from your crown, down your face, the back of your head on the right, down your neck, cross your right shoulder, down your arm. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. On the right, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out through the foot. And on the right, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out through the foot. We're going to take a barrier of energy from head to toe. So the Mikilsdet beings have got their arm above your crown with a very thin barrier of energy. They're going to sweep it down. Now we're going to do it 15 times. The quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are. So it feels like a wave from head to toe. So head to toe, this is 15. 14. 13. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Don't forget, the quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are and it reactivates them. 4, 3, So if you've got spirochetes and nanotech, we're going to send space-time continuum energy, tachyon energy, into your body. Starts off subtle, so it feels very electrostatic-y. Starts off subtle. Then it's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level and sit there. So for you guys without spirochetes and nanotech, that's most of people on the planet, we're going to send ultimate dimension, unconditional love of God energy. So it feels very light. So you're going to get light and floaty, warm and tingly, or really relaxed. It's going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. Once again, it's going to plateau. Then we're going to break all soul ties that are not for your highest good. That's people you've been close to, had sex with. It's really important to, if they're not serving you right now in this journey, then it's important to break it. So dear God, I grab all the soul ties between the person listening to this meditation and anybody who isn't for their highest good. I'm going to break them now, and I command them to bring the fractals of their soul back, cleanse them, put them back in their body now. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, and so be it. So you should feel a shift in your chest as those fractals come back. Now we're going to send the Mikilsdet beings into all the muscles affected in your body by tension to comb out any knots and stagnant energies. So they're going in now, so within the next 20 seconds, you're going to feel movement across all the muscles with tension. Maybe in your shoulders, upper back, lower back, across your hips. Can be in your upper arms, thighs, calves. But you'll feel that movement now. And as they comb out the knots within the muscles, the tension and stagnant energies will start to fade away, and you'll be feeling much more relaxed. what we're about to do now is likely to trigger big emotional releases in a short period of time, normally a couple of hours after this meditation or next day. Well, you might bawl your eyes out for 10 or 20 minutes to have a collective release. We're going to release 9 layers of the biggest emotions within the heart chakra layers. So the Mechuzot that being's going in now within the onion of your heart chakra layer, and they're going to search out the largest emotion. So they're going to start pulling that out now. So as they pull it out, you're going to feel tightness either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder or neck. Can be even in the head and the legs, but it's more unusual. So it should start getting tighter as they pull that layer of emotion within that onion out. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it's going to release. Breathe it out. Now we're going to go after the second biggest layer. So they're going in now to the second biggest layer within the onion and layers of emotion within the heart chakra. And start pulling that out now. So again, it's going to get tight in the same areas, but it might move and the intensity can change. So tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. And then it's going to release. So we're going to pull the third biggest layer out. Again, can affect the same areas in the body. The intensity is going to be quite strong, so it should be starting to get tighter as they pull that layer of emotion out within the layers of the onion of emotions around the heart chakra. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Don't forget, breathe those releases out. Fourth biggest layer of emotion within the onion layers of the heart chakra. So as they pull that out, it's going to get tight again. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Fifth layer of the biggest layer of emotion are going in now, and they're going to pull it out of those layers of the emotion of the heart chakra. So as they pull it out again, it's going to get tighter and tighter. And for each layer, it can be in a different place depending on where that emotion affects the body. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Sixth layer of the biggest emotion in the heart chakra. So they're going in now to seek that out, and they're going to start pulling that out within the layers of the onion. So as they pull it out once again, it's going to get tight in the areas we described when we started this. It's going to get tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it's going to release. Okay, the seventh biggest layer. The Melchizedek being's going now. So as they pull that layer in between the layers of emotion, they're going to pull it out. It's going to start getting tight again. Tighter and tighter. tighter and tighter. Okay, then it's going to release. Now I'm going to work on the eighth biggest layer. Affirmation. So they're going in the onion now, inside, and they're going to get the eighth biggest layer of emotion. They're going to start pulling it out now, so it's going to get tighter and tighter. And don't forget, it can affect different parts of the body. 1 minute it can be in the lower back, and then next minute it can be in the throat or the heart chakra, solar plexus, throat. So it should be getting tighter and tighter. Then it should release, breathe it out. This is the ninth and the last layer of the biggest emotion within the heart chakra. So the ninth biggest emotion they're going in now, they're going to start pulling it out between the layers. So as they pull it out, it's going to get tight. Tighter and tighter. Tighter. Okay, then it's going to release. So don't forget, 2 hours the next day, because it becomes a collective, subconscious to conscious emotion, you're going to have probably a big release of tears. Can last for 10, 20 minutes. Can be in 2 hours the next day. So just be prepared for that. Now we're going to do the prayer of protection. So dear God, I command that we create a sphere of ultimate dimension, unconditional love around the person listening to this meditation and the Merkabah fields, to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good, through all space-time continuum, in every dimension. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it. And now I suggest you now relax and let your mind go for the next 2 hours. And we thank you, God, for this meditation. So be it.